This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Good Friday, as it is. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Let's not forget, everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, and, of course, our bulk mail drivers delivering the mail around tonight, so the Easter Bunny has something to deliver to you on Sunday. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys either with the gasoline. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us right now from UndergroundUSA.com, the website and the podcast, and all kinds of good stuff, it is Frank Savalo. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I'm going to kind of get up on my soapbox for just a minute, and then we'll talk about this. You know, inflation numbers have just come out, and over the past year, prices have gone up a whopping 8.5%, which I still think are lower than what they should be. I think the numbers were higher, but we figure things a little differently, so we get what we got. Now, that's the biggest spike since 1981. Yep, the worst inflation in 40 years. And, of course, the Biden administration and the press are taking the same line. It's all about the Russia-Ukraine war, spiking food and energy prices, so they say. Now, just for the sake of argument, let's take food and energy out of that number. The resulting inflation is still off the charts, still the highest in 40 years, and although the inflation was already setting records before the war, our own leaders are doing this to us and blaming Putin. Now, do you remember Harry Truman?
I do.
Harry Truman said of the presidency, the buck stops here. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Charlie, Nancy, here's my message to you. Stop trying to put this off on somebody else when you're the damn fools that did this to the country and you told us you were going to do it before you even got elected. Wake the hell up, America. These people are not our friends. And you say?
Well, I agree. And, you know, this goes beyond the people that you mentioned into the bureaucracy that is left-leaning for sure, but that is fully embedded no matter who was in the White House.
Yep.
You know, these policies that brought us here, they tend to wane during a Republican administration, but the regulations never change.
Yep.
You know, they just keep moving forward. If we were self-sufficient in what we need as a country, and we have the ability to be that, then we could engage in necessary trade as a luxury being good neighbors, safeguarding the national security of the United States, safeguarding the accrued wealth of our people, and not having to, not giving the opportunity for our politicians to scapegoat other people for this, but understanding that the policies that they inflict upon us financially, which is, and I'm going to add Janet Yellen to that list.
Oh, yeah.
A more inept Secretary of Treasury we've never had. She doesn't know what she's doing. And I'll even throw the Fed into that as well. The policies that they have been inflicting upon this country, the delinquency in executing fiscal responsibility, that's why we're here. When someone can have a war around on the other side of the earth that doesn't directly affect us in foreign relations, but all of a sudden it's like, well, we got to worry about oil, we got to worry about grain, we got to worry about this, even though we're still exporting all these things. Mm-hmm. This is a failure in leadership. So yeah, they're not going to take the blame, though, Matt. You know, you asked them to stop and take the blame. What spoiled child takes the blame for something that they've done? Because that's what these people are. They're spoiled children.
Well, back in another era, in another day, which we'll never see again, probably, it was our generation. Because we knew that if we wanted to have our next meal and weren't going to be locked in our room for the next 24 or 48 hours, we would own up to what we did and say, I'm sorry, it won't happen again, and we'd mean it.
Well, that takes responsible parenting.
Yep.
And in this, looking at it from that point of view, that analogy, a lot of people in this country who don't vote, who don't pay attention, who don't understand that they have to look past the rhetoric of politicians, because a politician's job is to get elected. It's not to govern.
Yep.
Politicians' jobs are to get elected. Statesmen govern.
Yep.
We stopped making sure that they could make the transition from politician to statesman. And we're too worried about going to the kids' soccer game and what's being said on The View and looking down at our cell phones because we need to tweet the next thing that we can do, the next meme that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Our responsibility as citizens is oversight of the government. We haven't been doing that, so the child is spoiled.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Trot on over there, see all the different things that he's involved in, and sign up for his podcast and his articles that he writes, and you'll be very pleasantly surprised. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, of course, is the flagship sponsor for my studio right here, Moss Family Automotive. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to come up there and meet one of my listeners that's bought either a new or a certified vehicle, used vehicle. And it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, up there where Frank's at, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, the east coast of the United States, all the way up to now, Maine. Holy smokes, Maine! Came down to buy a car because they heard what we were talking about. And hello, Portland, Maine. And then all the way over into the upper Midwest, Minnesota, Wisconsin, upper part of Michigan, and way out west, as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, I believe Moss Nissan and their policy, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, gets people's attention because it all starts with the way they take care of the customer and, of course, the price. And, of course, Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. They've got well over 500 vehicles, new and used, right there. Whatever you want. Don't forget, your used vehicle that you're driving right now, your trade-in, is worth more money than what you think it is. Because if you know the blue book value of your car, add about 35% to it, and now you know what your vehicle's worth. That's inflation. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taken care of them. Don't forget, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, that's where Sean is, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon to Brooksville, yep, a brand new dealership in Brooksville, west of the Veterans Expressway and State Route 50. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and if you go to Newport Richey and look for Sean and say the captain sent you, you'll get $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. Now, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, Moss Nissan. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. 40 minutes north of Tampa, Newport Richey. You can save thousands of dollars going up there. Take advantage. Take advantage. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Mr. Frank, how you doing?
Mr. Captain.
Listen, Rona McDaniel yesterday finally stood up and did the right thing. Kudos to her. The Republican National Committee chairwoman and the Republican RNC, the National Committee, voted unanimously to withdraw from the Commission on Presidential Debates, which governs the general election debates. And I don't know how many years it's been that they haven't given a diddly darn about actually having a debate and making it into a political farce.
Yeah, it's been well over 30 years. I mean, debates are occasions where two people come with opposing viewpoints who have a discussion about it, trying to sway the people. These have been nothing more than concocted speeches with breaks going back and forth. So we haven't had true debates in the United States probably since Kennedy and Nixon back in 60.
Right.
So, you know, 50 to 59. So this is great. It's time that they say we have to have debates. We have to have debates. I would rather see the two candidates sitting down without moderators
and talk
on several different occasions and talk about one topic.
Yep.
In depth, back and forth. Have a discussion about it. I want to hear why you're different than what you have to say. Or a round table without moderators asking questions. Then I might be able to learn something, but I think I stand with everybody out there when I say I haven't learned anything from any debate in at least the last 30, 35 years, and the only thing that comes out of these things are gotcha moments, sound bites that the news uses. So what are we getting from these things?
Well, let me tell you what I was involved in when I was on the radio down in Sarasota for a number of years. I got involved in the first roundtable discussion. It was not a debate. It was called a discussion. And it was done between four congressional candidates down there. And it was back in 2006. And it was done on the cable network down there, the local cable thing. It doesn't matter what they call it, but anyway, that's what it was done on. And the fact of the matter is, Frank, we had a big audience. Everybody got along. There was no yelling, no arguing, no trying to talk over each other, because they knew if they did, I was going to reach out and belt somebody. No, I'm just kidding. they knew that what the rules were, and I said, I am going to enforce the rules, and if you don't like it, guess what? I've got control of your mic. I can shut your mic off. Well, that got their attention.
Yeah, I mean, we need to have discussions in this country. The left always says, let's start a discussion about this.
Yep.
Well, then let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sit down and talk about why your vision for the economy is what it is. You tell me about what your vision for the economy is what it is, and talk back and forth about why it's different and which one is better. Give me substance instead of sound bites.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's not time that we pull back to find another venue for the debates. Maybe it's time to just kill the debates and have a discussion.
Now, I'm going to have a little fun right now because we've got the number of people that are saying Donald Trump's going to run, Donald Trump's going to win, blah, 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 blah. We don't know who's going to be around 2024. We really don't. So let's just be hypothetical in this sense. Rasmussen put out a poll yesterday, and there was more than one name in it. They had Donald Trump in it. They had Ron DeSantis in it. They had Mike Pompeo in it. And as you might well expect, those three came 1, 2, 3 in the poll. Now, Trump beat DeSantis by 18 points, and he beat Pompeo by 22 points. However, when you bunch them together, they were an unbeatable team. Whether you put DeSantis with Trump or whether you put Pompeo with Trump, they were unbeatable against any combination the Democrats could come up with.
Well, I, you know, you've heard me say this far out from any election. It's way, way, way too early to be talking about.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm.
And Ron DeSantis told the people of the state of Florida that he was going to stay as governor of Florida because there was still work to do. I take him at his word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I reserve my thoughts on Trump in 2024. I think he could do a much better job of helping this country by promoting his policies and not being thrown back into the labyrinth that is the political machine of D.C., because the same thing will happen. The bureaucracy will be against him. He will have to fight for every inch he gets, and we'll be right back to where we were. They'll just change the policies the next time they come back in, because mm-hmm. we won't be able to get anything from Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we do what Republicans don't do best? Let's focus on the midterms, because we're starting to make the same mistake we always do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a slaughter in 2022. Boy, the numbers are fantastic. We're going to retake Congress and retake the House. We get a veto-proof majority, so let's start talking about 2024. How about we don't?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about we focus on the midterms like a laser beam and make sure we get the veto-proof majority so we can start reversing the policies now?
Yep. Now, two things. Can you stick around longer?
Yeah, you bet.
All right, and I got a caller I want to take before we go to the break. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask Frank, does he think that if Elon Musk takes control of Twitter or reforms it, whatever he does, that it will affect the midterms and even possibly future presidential elections because of the fact that they can expose shenanigans, corruption, and just put out the message more reliably? Okay.
All right. Okay, so if Musk takes control of Twitter, will that help?
Well, one, it'll make me happier than hell because you're going to see people with their hair on fire coming out of all the blue locations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm an Elon Musk fan with this last move. But of course it will. Whenever you remove censorship and you allow for free speech, you know, especially on a platform as widely used as Twitter, it's always a good thing. And the fact that it is predominantly a left-leaning, if not fully left, platform, if you're not going to censor opposing viewpoints on there, you're starting to be able to inject information from the right,
mm-hmm.
sentiment from the right, facts that were censored before that could very well sway people in their vote if, in fact, they're in the middle or leaning left.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think if Elon Musk decides that he's going to buy the rest of Twitter and then fire everybody, which I just... Boy, I'd like to be a fly on the wall at that headquarters when he walks in and sits down in the ownership chair, if in fact he gets to do it.
Hmm.
I think it would help a lot.
All right, hold that thought, folks. I'm coming back with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, sign up for his podcast, sign up for his articles that he writes, and you'll know what's going on when he knows it, and you'll know more than your average bear. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This week's subway shooting in New York, the NYPD reported 10 people were shot, 5 of them hospitalized in critical but stable condition, and 13 others were injured in the panic. 62-year-old Frank James turned himself in and faced a federal judge Thursday. Mr. James did not enter a plea and is being held without bail. His attorney is reminding New Yorkers not to jump to conclusions.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate.
Freddie Mac data is revealing buying a home has rates surging at a price not seen since 1987. The average price on a 30-year fixed mortgage hit 5% this week. Russia's defense ministry is reporting that the Moskva cruiser, the flagship of its Black Sea fleet, has sunk. Ukraine says it hit it with missiles. Russia claims it was an accidental fire that ignited ammunition. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I want to tell you where I'm going to be tomorrow, Saturday. I'm going to be at the Freedom Rally for Our Rights, Minnesota number 3. This is the third one this group has had. I will be the MC for the third time with this group. It'll be at Robarts Arena in the parking lot. It's going to be a gorgeous day, folks. It'll be in the parking lot of Robarts Arena from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a pro-Second Amendment demonstration in March. And when they say march, you're going to march down the street and march back up the other side with American flags and posters and this, that, and all that sort of thing. But Robarts Arena in the parking lot, 3000 Ringling Boulevard in Sarasota. It's a child family-friendly event. You can bring the kids. I'll tell you what, bring some chairs with you. There'll be no place to sit unless you bring a chair or a blanket so you can sit on that or whatnot and hear the speakers. It's going to be a peaceful, positive, patriotic exercise of our First Amendment right to defend our God-given rights to self-defense, bodily integrity, freedom of speech, and freedom of religion. And you can count that and take it to the bank. So, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., some of the speakers that are going to be there, I'll just read a short list here. I'm the MC. Phil Dan's going to be there. Christian Ziegler, number 2 man in the Republican Party in Florida. Jason Bearden running for office. Martin Hyde running for office. James Satcher, incumbent, running for office in Manatee County. Lee Williams, James Shaw, and others. There'll be quite a list. It's going to be a who's who of politics on the southwestern part of Florida. And might have a surprise or two there, too. So you won't know unless you show up. That's tomorrow, Robarts Arena, right there, the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And, Frank, I heard you were going to take the sailboat down.
Oh, yeah, we've got the hydrofoil.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll have to look for that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, no, we'd love to have you come there, but One of these times we'll get it worked together.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll happen. It'll happen.
Now, I got to ask you a question. We haven't
why George was wearing a tie with Donald Trump?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. George the Godfather, and George, you look great. A tie, my goodness, George, and a nice shirt. Wow, I'm impressed, George. I am impressed.
You can take the rider off the road, but you can't take the road out of the rider.
He looked sharp, didn't he?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so way to go, George. And I had an opportunity to go there last week, but I just didn't quite see, what's the word I want here? I thought it was a little too steep for my blood, so I decided not to do that. But anyway, let's talk about North Korea for a minute. Everybody's doing something somewhere to somebody, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to talk about the world and the shape that it's in.
All of a sudden, we find out that North Korea and their hacking group, Lazarus, is involved in the middle of this cryptocurrency theft that's been going on here, where they go in and they hack a system and they steal the cryptocurrency and off they go.
Yep, that's one of the reasons that that our people here, and it's something that we're working on. It's a project that's in evolution. But being able to find out exactly who is doing this and being able to claw it back to dispel a misconception about cryptocurrency, say it's not traceable. That's not true. It's got a good aspect of anonymity to it, but because it's on the blockchain, everything is, you could follow everything. So North Korea and Russia and China, they've got hacking teams that have been trying to, have been successful in doing this because the United States and the West has been delinquent in understanding the blockchain technology and how it benefits cryptocurrencies and the people. Actually, I'm a big crypto fan. I think it's the way that we're going to be going. But North Korea's number one money maker for the last 4 years has been cryptocurrency theft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we're figuring out how to claw it back and how to prevent it. So, you know, that will stop happening. The piracy will stop happening, just like high seas piracy eventually fell to the wayside,
mm-hmm.
For the most part. But yeah, it's, if you ever thought, we talked about the Axis powers a few shows back, the contemporary Axis powers being Russia, China, and Iran, you have to include North Korea into that group too.
Mm-hmm. Now, we found out this week, through one of the January 6th people that's trials going on right now, we found out this week that there were 20 operatives, undercover operatives, embedded in the January 6th crowd from all different agencies of the federal government, and they were carrying on like as if they were part of the groups that they were in and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And some of these people, I heard them the way they were talking. They were really pretty brazen, you know, and they weren't even up there. They were down here and talking at some of these meetings that we have, some of these little mini rallies that we have. I'm thinking to myself, boy, you're running your mouth to the wrong people here. Because I told one guy, we told him right to his face, I said, you don't know who's listening to you. And they were listening, and they were right in the middle of some of these groups. You betcha.
The federal government, just like in the instance up in Michigan with the quote-unquote Whitmer kidnapping that everybody is walking on because of the federal government goading people into entrapment.
Yep.
You can't do that. They pretty much spurred people to do things that they were not planning to do on January 6th. One account had federal agents and operatives trying to flip a Floridian into organizing violence for that day.
That's right.
And he kept saying no, and he kept saying no, and he kept saying no. And after January 6th, they raided his house and arrested him, and he said, what's the warrant for? And they said, we haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
You know, we're just putting an end to your, you know, you're under arrest. This is what they do that's what they did in the former Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Is bust down doors and arrest people, and we'll figure out what to charge you with later. This whole thing for January 6th, and I've said this time and time again, this is political persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Congress pushed this. Pelosi pushed this. Schumer pushed this. This joke of a court jester assembly of the January 6th commission pushed this.
Yep.
It's political persecution. It's unworthy of the United States. And boy, the people should be demanding that anybody who's associated with January 6th be retired.
Mm-hmm.
We can't put them in jail because we're that far down the tube on this.
Mm-hmm.
But they shouldn't go back to Washington.
No. No. Now, we'll find...
Some of these people have been in solitary confinement since then.
I know that. And we have... as I understand it, we have about a dozen of them that are in that position, but there's 74 of them that are still locked up, is my understanding.
This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the people who set fire to Milwaukee, to Madison, to Portland on a nightly basis...
And kill
people, destroy businesses, destroy property, mm-hmm. burn it to the ground, assault police officers... They're just protest. It's a peaceful protest, and we don't prosecute those people. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, listen, I want to talk about Amazon before we part. We've got about 45 seconds. They're adding a 5% fuel and inflation surcharge to their U.S. seller fees. Now, this is only for the sellers, as inflation is soaring, but that's going to add to the cost of everything, of course.
Well, yeah, people are going to pass the cost of that on to the consumer. That's what happens when you raise prices on something.
Yep.
Can't see how Amazon can't do that, given the fleets that they have and given gas prices. But once again, it goes back to what we were talking about at the top of the hour.
Yep.
You've got an administration that was irresponsible being able to maintain the economy here because they were playing globalist instead of making sure the country was self-sufficient. If we wouldn't have shut off the spigot on Keystone XL, and we would have maintained our status as a energy exporter the way we did under the last administration, we wouldn't be feeling this today, and prices wouldn't be going up because of fuel costs. So next time you order something from Amazon Prime and it comes to your door and it costs a couple dollars more, that's because of Joe Biden. That's because of Janet Yellen. That's because of the Fed. That's mm-hmm. because of Congress. That's because of Democrats.
Well, you have yourself a great weekend, my friend. Don't eat too much, whatever it is you're going to eat on Easter. And enjoy the weather. I think it's going to be a great weekend up there and down here. I know it will be. And I will talk to you on Monday morning.
Happy Easter, everybody, and stay low.
Thank you very much. Frank Silvato, everybody. UndergroundUSA.com website. Check it out.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Ready? It is. By the way, this final segment of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Check them out. And they're open today, but they'll be closed, of course, Easter Sunday and all that good stuff. Be back again Monday. Now, remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Or give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, 941-922-2345. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is right here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. Thanks for having me on, as always. Appreciate it. Well, USFL kicks it off tomorrow night at 7:30, Captain.
Birmingham, Alabama, Smoke City.
Amen, brother. And that's who will play the first game, the Birmingham Stallions against the New Jersey Generals.
Mm-hmm.
7:30 p.m. tomorrow, and then on Easter Sunday, you can watch the 12 p.m. game after you watch and listen to the Sports Zone here on this flagship station with yours truly from 11 to 12. And then at 4 o'clock, you'll have the Philadelphia Stars taking on the New Orleans Breakers. And the Tampa Bay Bandits will take on the Pittsburgh Maulers at 8 p.m. So,
does that bring back memories? Does that bring back memories?
Yes, it does.
And by the way, the New Jersey Generals, the first thing I thought of was Donald Trump.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty wild. And then Herschel Walker right after that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you were thinking.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how Herschel Walker does up in Georgia running for office. Good luck to all our politicians that are trying to do the right things for the right reasons. So there you go. Yeah, they're going to play. We have eight teams in it. They'll play, about 38 games, and then we'll have some playoff games. And then for the championship, they're going to play at the Hall of Fame Stadium, Captain, up there in Canton, Ohio. So pretty good little situation they're putting together. We'll see how it kicks off. Give some people things to watch during weekends here in the spring that aren't into golf, because normally people are watching golf and baseball this time of year. Speaking about golf, got to give the guy credit, Captain. Cameron Smith, who battled with Scottie Scheffler in the Masters last week.
Right.
He shot 63 yesterday up in South Carolina, up at the Heritage Classic, beautiful harbor town, South Carolina.
Hmm.
It's kind of hard, you know, when you have a tough week like that and a competitive week to come back and keep playing well. So hats off to him. So I'm happy for him and wish him well the rest of the year, to say the least. And now football news. The Green Bay Packers have signed Sammy Watkins to a one-year deal. He was drafted by the Buffalo Bills, Captain, and then he went to the Kansas City Chiefs, and then he was with the Ravens last year. And now the Packers, with losing all their talent, have decided to take a shot with Sammy Watkins, a wide receiver. So they have Lazard and now him to help out Aaron Rodgers try to get back to the Super Bowl.
Well, what do you think about this one? What do you think about this one? Derek Carr just signed 3 years an extension with the Raiders.
Well, yeah, Derek looked good last year. I mean, he's a good quality quarterback, Captain. The Raiders, did fine last year. And hopefully this will be their year to really make a final push. The AFC is going to be very, very stocked this year. Got a lot of great quarterbacks. They're doing very well, and they're young. So, and speaking about quarterbacks, they're still talking in Carolina, in Phoenix Cardinals, in reference to Mr. Kyler Murray. So we're going to see what happens with him and getting him signed, because it's kind of a big deal. Get him taken care of, star quarterback for them. And the Cardinals did sign A.J. Green, Captain. He was a great wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals. And then he went to the Cardinals last year. So he signed another one-year deal with them. And basketball playoffs in the NBA are in full gear. So I know people like to watch some NBA. Some people are not happy with their antics, but hopefully they'll get it back together.
What's the deal with Nick Saban? He's making news here today. There's a headline that says Alabama's Nick Saban wants NIL change, fear situation where you can basically buy players.
Yeah. Well, that's what's happening, Captain, now that they've opened up the pipeline to let these kids make money, which I think they should be able to. I really do. But Nick doesn't like it because he's going to lose some star players and he's not going to get all the greatest recruits. But it's okay for Nick to make $10, $12 million a year coaching football, right? But it's not okay for a kid to make a few bucks. So, yeah, it works both ways. A coach can that's what happened with the transfer portal. These kids were getting hamstringed. The program would do funny things. The coaches would do funny things. They'd get fired. The team would be on suspension, and the coach would be coaching somewhere else in a year or two, making millions. And the poor kid, was not going to go to a bowl game, not get any TV time. Not good. So it works both times, but that's what he's, complaining about. He wants to go back to the old ways. Well, yeah, it's not going to happen.
All righty. Well, we got about, let me see here, got about 30 seconds, so go for it, wrap it up, and tell us how to get a hold of you.
Oh, I appreciate it, Pat. Anybody I can help out with any insurance needs, veterans out there, give me a call. There's a lot of things out there for you all. There's a lot of insurance programs out there to help people. I will design a program for you. Just give me a chance. Let me have a second set of eyes of what insurance you have. And if you don't have any insurance, give me a call. There's ways to fund it for you and get assistance for that also. So take advantage of my knowledge. My name is Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Captain will tell you I've helped him out and several other people, and I can be of help to you also. Thank you. God bless everybody. Have a good Friday today and a happy Easter.
Thank you very much, Patrick. Happy Easter to you, and listen to your show on Sunday. Okay, take care. All right, he's on Sundays from 11 to 12 on my flagship station if you want to listen to him. It's called The Sports Zone. He's got a Facebook page. You can go over there and follow all the different things that they put on over there, too. All right, now I got to do it the old-fashioned way today here, so here it goes. Are you ready? Here's 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go!
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Two nights ago, I said, you don't understand how the mafia works. Okay, then they sent a hitman in New York, and he mowed down all these people. Whose fault was that? I'm going to tell you whose fault it was. It was you idiot New Yorkers who let these dumb idiot governors take your gun rights away and stop you from having a chance to defend your own brothers and sisters. I was born in the Bronx, doggone it. You know how the mafia works. You know how the left works. And you let them die. It's your fault that you let an idiot go. If you don't vote for Lee Zeldin in New York City, you're a piece of crap. They're trying to bring it on big tech. No, I celebrated 16 years of Twitter by never being on Twitter. When they banned the 45th president of the United States, and I'm going to let them take my crap down, you're letting your own people get, you understand, you're the infidel to this administration. They hate you. They hate the 85 million of us who voted for Donald Trump. Let me tell you something, Donald, to your face. You're an idiot for not meeting with me. I've done more for you than anybody in your freaking camp. Now stand up for our cops and stand up and let me say something to our cops. There's nothing worse than a dirty cop like that one that laid on George Floyd. He should be lynched. Okay, but 99% of you cops are great cops and do a service for this country. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our Lord and Savior who died on the cross this weekend and rose again the third day so you and I can come to heaven. In Jesus' name, take dominion. Peace, God.
All right. Happy Easter to you too, Todd. And, you know, it is Easter Sunday coming up. And, of course, it's one of the most religious days of the year. And a lot of people just go on as normal, which is okay. You're entitled to do whatever you want to do. No big deal there. But keep in mind that a lot of people will be celebrating a very reverent day on Sunday. So please respect them when you see them, especially when see the families out. That used to be the time when we would be out there with all our new clothes and show off the new dude judge you got to wear and all that. As a family, it was a lot of fun. Okay, Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back tonight for Weekend Edition. God bless America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.